Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princess de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. My long-lost twin, Maria del Carmen, has decided to continue living as me, Gloria, after the DNA test confirmed the Calderons aren't our real parents. And Maria isn't alone in her search for the truth. Estrella, our maid, is also undercover in La Casa Rosa to find out what happened to her friend Gabby, whose disappearance she thinks has something to do with Esteban. Oh, and Esteban is secretly sleeping with my fiancé's father. Yes, the same Esteban who just announced his very conservative campaign for mayor of Miami in a disastrous press conference.
Maria, what happened back there? You were so convinced you needed to come clean. Why did you suddenly change your mind?
I don't know. When I heard the DNA results, it's like something clicked. What are the odds that all of this happened? That I was there at the exact moment that Gloria died? That I found the letters? That just as I'm about to confess the truth, I get a call confirming these people aren't my real parents? It can't all be a coincidence. It feels like fate, like I'm supposed to be here. I knew I had to do something, so here I am, Estrella. What's the plan?
Okay, well, I don't know about all that fate stuff, but I'm glad you're still here. Now, let me think. Okay, first off, if we're gonna go all in on you being Gloria, then we've got some work to do. We have to really turn you into Gloria.
Yes, yes, I like that. Like we can get my ears pierced.
I mean, that's the least of our worries.
Okay.
You don't dress like her, you don't act like her, and you certainly don't talk like her.
Okay, well, what should I do?
First of all, stop being so damn nice.
Oh.
Gloria was not nice. Stop saying please, stop saying thank you.
You're right, that's good advice, thank you.
What did I just say?
Ow, Estrella.
See, I don't want to have to smack you, but I need you to listen.
All right.
Stand up straight. Push your nalgas out.
Well, I...
Out. I said out, mija. You push them in. Push
okay,
them out.
Okay, this is as far as they can go.
Okay, and try to look like you're disappointed in everybody.
Like this?
No, do it like you smell caca.
Like this?
You look like you're in pain. Don't do that. Look,
okay.
Here, open your lips a bit.
Okay.
A bit. Am I a dentist? A bit, mija.
Okay.
Close them.
I'm sorry.
No, God, I don't even know what that...
Jesus.
Shh, wait. I think that's Luisa and Esteban. Here, get in the pantry, quick.
Ow, my foot. Why are we in here?
Haven't you ever spied before?
Not really, Estrella. Most people don't practice spying.
Well, it's not rocket science. Just don't move and stay quiet.
Buena, I hope you're happy. I didn't think I could be more unhappy in this marriage, but somehow you managed to pull it off. I told you this campaign was a bad idea. Why don't you listen to me?
Oh, here we go again. You think you're the only one in the family allowed to make decisions, allowed to want things. You're just like your father.
Excuse me? My father is the reason you're getting to live out your little political fantasy.
Ha!
He left us all this, and without it, you'd be nothing.
Luisa, how can you defend him? That old man hated you.
He did not.
He hated you. If we hadn't done what we did, he would have left you with nothing.
But he didn't. And everything we have is thanks to him.
You know what? I spit on his grave.
Oh, carajo. How classy, Luisa.
Por Dios. How did we get here? Wasn't there a time when we actually loved each other?
Luisa. If there ever was love between you and me, it died the night Gloria was born. And you know why.
How could you say that? Gloria is the one good thing to come out of all of this.
Then go keep pretending to be Mother of the Year and let me do what I want to do.
Fine. Maybe it's best if we go our separate ways.
Wait. What do you mean?
Let's just end this. This isn't a marriage. You don't touch me. You don't talk to me. Why don't you go live your life and I'll live mine?
Are you crazy? I just announced that I am running for mayor. I can't win an election as a conservative candidate while I'm in the middle of a divorce.
And what do I care if you're a mayor or not?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it's my dream? I did what you wanted so you could get your dream. Is it too much to ask for you to stand by my side while I get mine?
Are we forgetting that I am not the only one who got something out of that night? Yes, I got to be a mother. But you also got to be rich. You got to be a Calderon.
And you have never let me forget it. All of my life, I have been your husband. the useless man who married the Luisa Calderon. I even changed my last name to be a part of your world. Now, I finally have a chance to stand on my own two feet to do something I can be proud of, and you are not going to take it away from me.
And what exactly are you going to do? You can't force me to be by your side.
I am warning you, Luisa, if you kill my dream, I'll tell Gloria the truth.
You wouldn't.
You think she'll still love you after hearing the truth? I wouldn't.
Esteban, what are you saying? You know I still love you. The only thing I ever wanted is for us to be a family.
Ay, por Dios, Luisa. Stop the crocodile tears. Wow. Take one of those pills Dr. Goldberg gave you and relax. I don't have time for your tantrums.
Hello? Dr. Goldberg. It's Luisa. I wanted to check if you could see me. As soon as possible? No, everything is all right. I am Luisa Calderon, after all.
Oye, this woman is beyond trash. Oh, but I think I'm, like, feeling bad for her. Ew.
Can we get out of this pantry now? It smells weird.
It does. You know, someone should really clean up in here.
Isn't that your job?
You don't remember what I told you? I don't even know how to use a broom. Last time I just put it in my hair, I was using like a brush.
Wow. Looks like Luisa and Esteban are falling apart as Estrella and Maria are growing together. Ugh, how cheesy. Well, let's check in on Nacho and Raul, who are spending some quality father-son time.
Hey, tea lovers. It's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Did you catch tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderons. On this week's show, we learned that Esteban Calderon likes spending time riding around in his SUV Lincoln Aviator GT because it allows him to focus and efficiently plan ahead his most demanding of weeks. We got the scoop from his driver, Jorge Alberto, who is much more eloquent than I originally thought. I mean, the guy would not stop talking. All right, that's it for now, but be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderons on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Wow. Looks like Luisa and Esteban are falling apart as Estrella and Maria are growing together. Ugh, how cheesy. Well, let's check in on Nacho and Raul, who are spending some quality father-son time.
That press conference could not have gone worse.
Huh? I thought Gloria did great. She looked beautiful. Did you see her? I think people
I'm
were
not talking about her. Didn't you see how angry Esteban was?
Oh, yeah. I guess he was a little, you know, angry, but maybe not even angry. He just seemed like maybe he just had a bad lunch.
A little angry? He was furious. Look, I need to keep him happy. We need to keep him happy.
Don't worry, puppy. He'll get over it.
Do you really not realize the gravity of this situation? Let me spell it out for you. This is our only opportunity to become one of the Calderons. We need their money. If everything doesn't go exactly according to plan, we could be left with nothing.
Puppy, what do you mean we need their money? We're doing fine. Right? We still have the yacht, right? The nacho cheese, your favorite.
Mira. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to scare you.
Okay.
Look, we've been having a few financial problems, okay? Lately.
Wait. Does this have to do with the money you took out of my trust fund?
Sí. Bueno. In a way, yes. Look, I owe some money to some really unpleasant people, and if I don't pay them soon, Let's just say I'd rather not find out what they'd do to me.
Papi, you're scaring me. You're talking like we're in Goodfellas. And you never let me watch that because you said it was too scary. All right, so I'm very confused right now. So please tell me what's going on.
Yeah, for your safety. The less you know, the better.
That's even more like Goodfellas, I think. What is Goodfellas about?
Look, the only thing you have to know is that Esteban has to become mayor. And you have to marry Gloria. I can handle the Esteban part. I just need you to continue to keep Gloria happy and make sure that nothing gets in the way of your wedding.
Okay, but papi, I'm not marrying Gloria for her money.
No, look. Look, of course not, mijo. You're marrying for love. It just so happens that their money would really help us out.
Bueno, papi, I think there's something you should know.
I hope this is good news.
It's not. Gloria's accident? I think it was my fault.
What are you talking about, son? What are you talking about?
I did what you told me, papi. I used your magic condoms. And it worked. Gloria was pregnant, and I was going to be a father.
Wait, pregnant? What? That's amazing news. That's exactly what we need right now.
Was, papi. The night of her accident, she and I got into an argument, and when she told me about the baby, I was ecstatic, but she kept insisting that she didn't want it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean she didn't want it? Don't tell me she was considering an abortion.
She kept saying that the timing was off and that she wasn't ready to be a mother and that her career was just getting started. And we started yelling at each other. And then she kept saying that it was her body and her decision. And I couldn't stop her from doing what she wanted to do. And I couldn't understand why. Why was she so against having our baby? And I don't know. I don't know what happened. Okay, I saw red. And
what happened?
Well, she kept saying that she wanted to leave, and so I grabbed her. And I just wanted to explain for her to understand, you know, but she kept pulling away, and I let go, and then she fell. Oh, I did not push her, okay? But she looked at me with these eyes like I was a monster. I would never hurt her,
okay,
puppy.
Okay, mijo. And then what happened?
She broke up with me. I told her it was an accident and that I would never hurt her on purpose, but she said she was done with me and that she would never be able to see me in the same way again. And then she ran down to the beach. She is fast, puppy. And I chased after her, but then she got on that boat and she told me she wanted to get as far away from me as possible. And I saw her crash. I don't know how she survived, puppy. The rock was really big. Oh, no.
Okay. Wait. I don't understand. How is it that you two are so close
well,
now?
That's what's strange, puppy. She doesn't remember anything. She hasn't mentioned our fight once.
And what about the baby?
She lost it. Yeah, she told us today. She lost it in the accident, puppy. This is all my fault. Oh, no!
Ay, Raul. Come here. Yeah. It's okay, mijo. Don't cry. Everything will be all right. Look, if you got her pregnant once, you can do it again. Focus on the future. The wedding is what's important. Mijo, you're getting boogers all over my shirt. It's all... Well, this is... It's a Lacoste.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my God. Here, dirty my shirt's already even. Okay? Come on, spit on my shirt, puppy.
It's fine. It's not going to come out. It's not going to come out now. You've ruined
it
now.
I'll do it on my own shirt,
and it's
puppy.
Right on. It's right on the gator, too. Thank you, son.
The old hole in the condom trick. How original. So, it seems that Luisa and Esteban are not the only ones with their secrets. And I wonder if Maria del Carmen can figure out who she can really trust.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, X Mayo, and Andy Bustillos. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires, Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.